Hey guys, I have two superstars, two very energetic superstars that have joined Creative Cubes community. We have Leah and Chanel.
.com.au.
Firstly, let's talk about a little bit about Overport, and then let's talk about where the market's heading and how things are changing in the branding, marketing, digital media, social media sphere. So have you got an elevator pitch on Overport?
So Overport, we're now 2 years into business. So Chanel and I actually were uni buddies. So 10 years ago, we did our business commerce degrees together.
Cool.
Just over. And we each went our separate ways in our career. And then, we both had our corporate careers. Chanel was in the digital media side and fashion communications. Yeah. I was more of the brand, FMCG, product side of things.
Yeah.
And we both, separately came to the conclusion that we were ready to do something different, to do something on our own, to make some waves, and joined forces, and then Overport was created. So it's really evolved in the last 2 years, but we have three sort of core pillars to our business: brand, words, and social. So brand strategy, copywriting in all its shapes and forms, and social media in every
More from a content comms point of view.
So are you guys actually preparing content communication and deploying it, or giving it to your clients to then deploy it?
It depends on individual needs, but both.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of sort of ongoing retainer clients where we do it sort of end to end. But then other clients, we might do their foundational suite. Or sort of on a project basis.
Yep.
But so we found that every single client, every single brand, every single business is different. So we don't have a one-size-fits-all. So we sort of craft how we work to that individual
and
business.
And everyone has their internal resources as well. Or just different interests. Some people just don't want anything to do with it. Some people love marketing. But and I think a big part of what we sort of noticed after both working in corporate, and you work with big agencies and there's just so many layers and you have to go through so many approval processes, and what we really realized is that the landscape is changing so much.
Absolutely.
So especially with digital, you have to be really quick and agile and make changes quick. And when we used to work with big agencies, it was so annoying, and then not only would they not make a change quick, it cost you a fortune.
Yep.
So I think that's where we sort of decided, okay, we really can carve our own place here, and having a lot of, sort of a decade of sort of that corporate experience, brand side, and then being able to apply that to a digital sort of, you can really understand the bigger business.
Have you noticed the pace has picked up? So when you talk about you need an approval and a this and a that, do you think the train's already left? Like the opportunity is already missed?
Totally.
And in today's world?
Absolutely. Because all the clients we work with from startups to really sort of established brands in the market.
Yep.
And we've seen the true key things that makes a successful brand business or an unsuccessful is one, how quickly they make decisions.
Yep.
And two, how determined they are. Determination trumps talent every day of the week.
Yeah.
So those two things, making decisions quickly, is so critical for success.
And it's quite funny because the brands that we work with that are specifically online, and they started online, leveraging obviously social media to get them where they are, they're really successful. And what we find is now a lot of the bigger sort of companies that had more of less of an online presence and used to be with a big agency are we've got all these sort of startups that are completely taking our sales.
So I love about that is I'm the startup guy, right?
Yeah.
I love the ability. So I'm a huge basketball fan and I like to operate like Kobe Bryant. Bear with me on the analogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kobe's small, lean, can run up and down the court all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Shaq, dominant for his position, Yeah, he has to turn and then get back down up and down the court. Mm. And so when he's turning to come back on defense, the ball's already back on offense. Mm. And so I look at it like small business, large business.
Yeah.
Small business, you can turn on a dime. I make a decision. Mm-hmm. At 9 a.m., we come up with an idea. At 2 o'clock, we're executing.
Yeah.
In large business, which I've also had the privilege of being a part of, and hey, I've got this idea. Cool, I'll get sign off. When sign off coming. We're having a meeting next week. Next week comes.
Yeah.
We had a meeting and now it's going to be progressed to the next meeting. Guys, the train's gone.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
So are you seeing a lot of your bigger clients come down and play in that area? Or are they these smaller guys trumping these big guys?
A bit of both, but I think what we're seeing, and because we're obviously an agency, we're getting like quite big people. We're a boutique agency, and we're actually, if anything, what they're doing is they're going, shit, okay, like we can't work with our massive agency anymore. Like who's the agencies working with some of these like small online e-commerce brands?
Yeah.
So they know that they have to make decisions quicker, and that they're like, okay, well, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And it's actually benefited us because we've had people reach out that we would probably have not approached ourselves or thought, oh, okay, like we're sort of playing in a slightly different space, come and say, okay, no, like we want to be with an agency that's used to working with these types of startups, mm-hmm. because we're losing market share a lot, and obviously with the retail landscape changing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. This Chanel and I experience, there's actually very few agencies that have worked brand side.
Yep.
So we're Overport's in a really unique situation in that we've worked for, you know, market leading brands both in Australia and globally,
mm-hmm.
But able to, you know, work in being a small business, that we're able to be agile and apply all, you know, that big company thinking to businesses of all shapes and sizes and do it in a really agile, fast way.
And I think it's more just you understand, you have an appreciation for the processes, and so you can
work with it.
You can work with it. It's like an emotional intelligence type thing. You know what they're up against. You know, okay, if the marketing manager comes to you, you know the situation she's in and what she needs to achieve.
She needs to get what she's up against.
And this and that. So you can almost adapt your way and be like, we'll get you, like, we'll make it happen.
We'll sell it in.
We'll sell it in, don't worry. And then once you've sold that in, we'll work together and we'll be really quick.
Yeah.
And we'll get you your, like, what you need to be successful.
So have you guys got a lot of bandwidth at the moment, or are you, like, trying to keep up with the demand that's coming in the door?
No, we're probably now, we want to grow, obviously.
Yeah.
We'd like to probably hire maybe one or two more people, mm-hmm. and then probably stay at a particular size.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think what you don't actually know about us yet is that we actually have a side hustle. So Overport's, you know, the main gig, but we actually have a side hustle who's also a client of Overport.
Yeah.
So Charlie Screen is our little hustle.
Okay.
It's a men's skincare brand.
Cool.
And that's sort of the idea as well. If we see brands that we really believe in, or, you know, support, or at a really exciting stage, that then we sort of want to get the agency to a point where we can invest our time. And so
you
take.
Think.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very, it's a very interesting play. I like it. And I like it because my history, I was living in Los Angeles for 8.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to find CTOs. And CTOs, chief technology officers, they're writing their own checks at the moment because they're sitting in these big companies, an idea is sparked, they say, fuck it, I can do it myself.
Yeah.
And then they go and build Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, all these types of big businesses. And so I really like the side hustle, using your knowledge and advice, which you're consulting, and then you're actually using that same knowledge and advice to deploy for your own products on your own.
And it's great, like Charlie's Screen, we can test things out on our own brand.
Yeah.
So there's no risk to our clients. If there's a new technology or a new, you know, market idea, so that's what we often do.
Because there is so many programs and things that pop up every day that to obviously apply that to a client is risky. And we also need to then justify that obviously to them.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really good.
Is Charlie's Screen alive online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Completely.
So we'll link charliescreen.com.
We'll up too.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Clean up your act.
I know.
Yeah.
You've been speaking to my wife, haven't you? Thank you so much. I'd love to circle back in a few months, talk about some customer success, talk about some of the new things that are happening in the digital sphere and your opinions and your thoughts around it. But for now, we both have to go and pay the bills.
Absolutely.
So back to the hustle. Mm-hmm.